Right. So let's talk about those airplane delays. You know, we've all been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Stuck at the gate, bags packed, you know, ready for takeoff. And then bam,
Yeah.
you hear it, that dreaded announcement. Your flight is delayed due to a mechanical issue.
Of the worst.
But have you ever, like, actually stopped to think about what that means? I mean, it's not like they're just like fixing a broken coffee maker back there, huh?
Right.
So today we're going way beyond those like those annoying announcements, and we're really going to dig into why these delays are so incredibly common.
Yeah.
And more importantly, like, is anyone actually doing anything about it?
Good question.
So we're diving deep into this article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine. It's called Ray of Hope, which I gotta say, that title alone kind of got us intrigued. So is it just hype?
Yeah, is it?
Or are there actually some, you know, really promising solutions out there,
Right.
like on the horizon?
Yeah, you know, what really struck me about this article was how it like really brings to light the whole ripple effect of these delays. You know, most people, they just see it as an inconvenience, right?
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, it's a total logistical nightmare.
It's true. It's like that saying, for want of a nail. But instead of the kingdom, it's like your entire vacation up in the air, literally.
Totally. Yeah, and the article actually throws out some like crazy
Yeah.
numbers just to really drive that point home. So in 2019, get this, a mind-blowing 24 million flights were delayed or just straight up canceled. And that's just in the US, okay?
Wow.
That's insane. We're not talking about a few little hiccups here. This is a huge systemic problem.
24 million, that's like everyone in Florida and Ohio like missing their flights in 1 year.
Yeah.
It's no wonder these airlines are like desperately searching for some kind of
Oh,
solution.
yeah. And the financial hit is just as bad, by the way.
Really?
The article says something like a whopping $33 billion just
Right.
gone in that same year. So, yeah, it's not just annoying for passengers, it's a huge financial burden for the whole industry.
So delays are bad for everyone. Passengers, airlines, everyone. But the article also said something about like 80% of the delay time isn't even the actual repair work,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. Yeah. It's like that domino effect. That's what really throws everything into chaos. Some, you know, relatively minor mechanical issue will pop up, and then
Right.
suddenly you've got mechanics scrambling for information, parts are stuck in transit somewhere, and then there's just this like chain reaction of communication breakdowns.
Oh, I bet.
It's like this house of cards logistically just ready to completely collapse.
Man, that sounds really inefficient.
Yeah,
It makes
it's
you wonder why they didn't like have a better system in place, you know, before like way before now.
Well, and that is exactly the gap that Beacon, which is this new solution developed by Embraer, that's what it's trying to fix. And the interesting thing about Beacon is it's not just a quick fix, you
Yeah.
know? It's like a whole new way of thinking about how airlines handle maintenance and communication in general.
So less duct tape and more like streamlined efficiency then.
Exactly.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Okay, so think of it like a central nervous system. But for aircraft maintenance, right?
Okay.
So it connects everyone involved, from the mechanics on the ground to like the engineers who are, you know, monitoring all the data, and it does it all in real time.
Wow.
So no more like playing phone tag or, you know, digging through mountains of
So
paperwork.
it's like a digital war room, basically,
Yeah,
bringing everyone together to like tackle the problem right then and there.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like, imagine, right?
Yeah.
Some potential issue pops up, but instead of everyone freaking out, like, who's got the latest info? What do we do? It's like, boom,
Yeah.
logged in the system, diagnosed, and they've got a plan in motion.
Okay, see, that sounds kind of nice, like
Right.
from a passenger standpoint,
Right.
obviously. I mean, as someone who's, you know, constantly staring down the threat of a delay,
Yeah.
that level of organization, I gotta say, it's appealing.
Right.
But let's get into like the nuts and bolts, you know.
Yeah, okay.
How does this beacon thing actually work in the real world?
Yeah, so they actually give a really good example in the article with Republic Airways.
Okay.
So they adopted Beacon for their whole fleet. That's
Wow.
like over 200 Embraer jets.
That's a lot of planes.
Yeah. And get this, they've been using it since 2020.
Oh, wow.
And by early 2021, they were already seeing a pretty significant decrease in delays.
So it's not just theoretical. There's like actual data to back this up.
Yeah. Yeah, though, of course, the article does mention that this was, you know, during the pandemic. So
Yeah.
air travel was way down anyway.
Right. Right.
But even still, I mean, you got to admit the results are promising.
Yeah, no, totally. It's like comparing apples to oranges.
Right.
But at least the oranges are, you know, good oranges.
Exactly.
So I'm curious, is this Eakin thing, like, is it limited to only certain types of planes?
Well, that's the really cool part.
Okay.
The article talks about this other airline, Binter Canarias.
Okay.
They're much smaller and they operate out of the Canary Islands.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and they've got a mix of planes, some Embraer, some ATR aircraft.
Hmm.
But here's the thing. They're using Beacon across both.
Wait, really?
Yep.
So it's like a universal translator, but for airplanes?
Right.
I'm picturing like a little beacon device, you know, it goes beep, boop, beep. And suddenly the mechanics, they're all speaking the same language.
Exactly. It's like this, like you said, universal language.
Yeah.
And that's actually a big part of why it's so effective, especially in a place like the Canary Islands, where like air travel is essential. Delays can really snowball out of control and every minute counts.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of pressure for an airline.
Oh, absolutely.
One little delay. Yeah. And it's like, boom, chain reaction.
Exactly. And that's where that like real-time communication thing with Beacon really shines, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for phone calls or emails, everyone's in the loop instantly.
Makes sense.
It's all about being proactive, not reactive.
You know, this is really making me think differently about like all those times I've been frustrated by flight delays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in the moment, you know?
Right.
Ugh, this is so inconvenient.
Oh.
There's like a whole other side to it. All that stuff going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely, yeah. And even though, like, no system's perfect, you know?
Right.
It's
yeah.
It's actually pretty cool to see technology, like this Beacon thing, trying to fix those problems head on.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Maybe with a little bit of luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those dreaded delays, they'll be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Though I don't know if I'd get my hopes up for a world without, like, weather delays, but
yeah, that might be pushing it.
Yeah.
But I think the big takeaway here is that like the airline industry, they're actually trying to do something about it, right?
Yeah. No, they are.
It's not like they're just like, well, delays happen. What are you going to do?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, there you have it, folks.
Here you go.
Next time you're sitting there listening to that announcement about a mechanical issue,
yeah,
just remember it's way more than just a broken part.
Right.
It's this whole, you know, this intricate web of logistics, communication breakdowns, and hopefully a little bit of like technological hope, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that Beacon system that can maybe like smooth out those travel hiccups.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this deep dive into like the wild world of airplane woes.
Yeah.
And the tech that's, you know, out there fighting the good fight. So thanks for joining us, everyone. And until next time.
Safe travels.
Safe travels.